Welcome to Transmissions Alt Mode, where we look at the latest comics and other media featuring the Transformers. In this episode, we get caught up with some comic news from Skybound and merch news from Hasbro. Today is Friday, March 15th, 2024, and this is episode 381 of Transmissions Alt Mode.
Welcome to Transmissions Alt Mode, the podcast that is putting off a comic review for a week so Daryl will stop complaining about comics without Transformers in them. I'm your host, Jeremy, a.k.a. Yakko, and with me is Char, a.k.a. Apollo.
Hi, everyone. Let's talk Transformers.
All right. And as always, we start off the show thanking our Donatrions, who are the awesome people that donate to the show and keep the show running. If you donate to the show at transmissionspodcast.com/support, you can get some great bonuses, including listening to us or watching us record the show live. And if you were one of the people watching us live tonight, you got to see lots of fun stuff as we're trying to make this happen without Charles and Daryl, and it is just a mess.
It's been fun, though. We're doing our best.
If we weren't laughing, we'd be crying.
Yes.
So, you can, if you're on our Patreon, you can go back and watch these recordings live or after the fact. The live set streams are still available. But if you want to join us on Sunday nights, we record starting around 9:30 Eastern time Sunday nights. And the links are always posted on Patreon and in our Discord. So you can check that out, but you also have other great bonuses, including some exclusive shows like We Like Big Bots, which is where Daryl and Dr. Pants talk about big bots, and they go into like the different versions of that particular character that they have in toy form. And it's a great show. There are 12 episodes out now, and we keep begging them to make more. But also, season 3 of Empire of Rust began this week. So if you were a Donatrion, you got the unedited version available last week. And the edited version is available on the free feed at transmissionspodcast.com/rust. And this is episode 110, Sweet Home Cybertron. So this is the beginning of season 3. So if you feel intimidated by 109 previous episodes plus the Rustford Files kind of mini season between 2 and 3, just jump in at episode 110. Should be a good jumping on point. So that is great. Lots of people love Empire of Rust. The live play RPG thing is just a surprisingly fun genre of podcast. And then if you are interested in comics, we still have our exclusive cover of the Skybound Transformers number 1 with art by EJ Sue on the cover. And this is available at transmissionspodcast.com. And you can go there and buy one. We'll ship it out to you and everybody's happy. So check that out. And, it is great. So I think we also have some CGC copies available that we might be putting up on eBay soon. So be on the lookout for that too. I know Daryl and Charles took some to TFCon, I believe. At least one sold. But
wow,
pretty cool.
That's a beautiful cover. The last show you mentioned that EJ Sue brought the original art, and now I'm like wondering, is that for sale? And if so, how much?
It is more than I can afford.
Yeah,
it is for sale.
Yeah, it's very beautiful because you said it was a painting, actually, right?
It looked like a painting to me.
Wow.
So yeah. And then also we have a code for 15% off at toyhacks.com. The code for March is LuckyBots. So if you're looking for reproduction stickers for your figures, or they have toy stages, which are like background stages, and they have, I think, some weapons you can get. They have lots of great things at toyhacks.com. You can save 15% off with the code LuckyBots, And this can be used with your Robo points, but they cannot be combined with any other discounts or promotions. And essentially, if they're running a big promotion, they will just turn off the discount codes. So you don't even have to worry about that. And their promotions would be more than 15% usually. So with all of that out of the way, let's get into some comics news. So starting off the toy news, Skybound has announced that they're going to do additional printings in April 2024 of issues 1 through 4 of their Transformers series. And you know what that means? That means additional printings means additional covers. So I think Transformers issue number 1 is going to have, if it doesn't already, it has the record for most covers on a comic, on a Transformers comic.
Uh-huh.
But I don't have who these were all made by, but this Starscream one looks pretty impressive. It looks very good.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like, I'm not sure all the different, they don't look like the Jets in the book, but mm-hmm. I don't know. But it looks really impressive. And then we have the penciled version of that image, which, without the coloring, just it's hard to tell where Starscream is in it just because of all the detail on that.
I know, it makes Alex Milne's work not look detailed, and like this is like so detailed.
Let me see if they have. Oh, okay, so this is by Filia Bratucci, and I apologize for that, the pronunciation. Then we have Transformers 2 fourth printing. This is by Nicola Szymiska. I am so horrible. I'm so sorry. That is definitely mispronounced. And this is more of an animated look, Starscream kind of mm-hmm. going after everybody. And then cover 3, the third printing by Gerald Perel and Frederick Pham Chung. And this, it's got Skywarp and Cliff Jumper go into town.
Mm-hmm.
And then Transformers number 4, the second printing. The second printings, I think, are all these character-focused ones. And this is Megatron with the Decepticon logo behind them. This is by Jason Howard.
I like the look of those ones a lot.
And that was cover A. Cover B has Jazz, also by Jason Howard. So, yeah, and I think Daryl's trying to collect all of these. And
mm-hmm.
I just think if you had all of these displayed on a wall, it would just look really cool.
It would look nice. I've got the Optimus and the Starscream, and they look mm-hmm. really good.
All right, next up, and this is for Daryl if he's listening. We had a press release from Skybound about 2 new G.I. Joe miniseries for the Energon universe, and they are Scarlet and Destro. And we have some art here.
Mm-hmm.
There is obviously going to be a spoiler cover, but they have many other covers here coming up. Why it's not automatically. Oh, this is going into some of the art in the book. But Scarlet One is obviously going to kind of start off as a spy thing. And Destro is going into more of the background. We've already seen Destro in the Duke mm-hmm. book. But what is really cool, I think, about these is Scarlet is written by Kelly Thompson, who is a fantastic comic writer. Ooh. And she's done Black Widow and Birds of Prey. I think she's the current writer for Birds of Prey. Mm-hmm. And she's just a great writer. I really enjoy her work. And then artist is Marco Ferrari, who's done work on Frontiersmen. I'm not familiar with their work, mm-hmm. but I am really looking forward to the Scarlet number 1. And then Destro is written by Dan Waters, who has written on Loki and Universal Monsters, Creature from the Black Lagoon Lives. Mm-hmm. Not familiar with his work. But artist is Andre Bresnan, who's worked on Dark Ride and Birthright. And I know Dark Ride was a creator-owned book that Josh Williamson did, and it's basically like a take on the Disney Dark Rides kind of. Mm-hmm. But I haven't read it, but I've seen art from it, and it looks really, really cool. So these look really interesting. Scarlet number one comes out June 5th, and Destro number one comes out June 19th. So it seems like when Duke and Cobra Commander start to fall off, those weeks are going to be filled in with these two, so Daryl can still have G.I. Joe books to read.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really excited about the Scarlet series. And then I like how in the logo, like there's like a little arrow in the A. I think that's a real nice touch there.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm really digging what they're doing. I love that Hearst is going to start off with she's like a spy. Mm-hmm. I think that looks really great.
Yeah.
And then, go ahead.
Yeah, guess what, Daryl? You're reading more G.I. Joe.
Yeah. And then I'm not going to really, I'm trying to see, yeah. I'm not going to show anything but the cover here, but we also have a preview of Void Rivals number 8, because Void Rivals number 7 just came out last week. So, of course, preview of number 8, right away. Mm-hmm. So that's what they're doing. But if you want to see these pages, I don't believe there's any text on the pages, but we'll have a link in the show notes where you can go and check that out. So that is it for all of our comic news.
Okay.
So let's get into some media and merch news.
All right, so kicking off our media news, we've got a Uno Flip Transformers card game available on Amazon. The artwork's based off of the Dreamwave comics, and it's from Mattel, which is interesting. I guess they own Uno. Well,
we did have a story last year about Hasbro letting Mattel use Transformers for some things, and then Hasbro is going to get to use Hot Wheels for some things.
Oh yeah, I remembered that. I think I was on that episode. Yeah. So no, this is great. Like, I think this is retails at a little around $6. I think it's like $6.50 right now on Amazon. Mm-hmm. And I host monthly game nights during the day. They're on the weekends, but I need some more easy games, so I'm definitely going to buy a copy of this. Because it's like Uno's a super easy game, and also maybe I can get some of my friends in the Transformers. So, show some love for our bots here. So
we have the regular Uno Flip, and it is a fun game. And the flipping it really kind of changes the dynamic, and it's a lot of fun.
Mm. Yeah, I've played it before. It is fun and it's easy, and, sometimes these games, we've had some board games on here, the Transformers ones that are a little more involved, and I own some of those. And this is definitely like an easy game anyone can learn how to play. So
yeah, it looks like Autobots are on one side and then Decepticons are on the other.
Yeah. No, that's cool. And the Autobots are the traditional Uno colors, and the Decepticons are the the other colors that are part of the flip game. So, that's a great. So their next one is the Hallmark Optimus Prime Holiday 2024 ornament. This is the first look we're looking at. It's a very low res picture of Optimus Prime, and it looks like he's holding a candy cane, and it's kind of looking like he's using it like a sword or something, or a baton. And he's got a Santa hat. His windows are green, and his abs are green, and he's mostly red with we actually have a picture of him here.
No, this is what he's based off of, we think.
The
reaction figure from last year.
Yeah, so he's holding a gun in the reaction figure, but it looks like he's holding just a candy cane in the other one. So but he looks, we'll have to see this pictures of this as it becomes closer to the holidays. I used to collect these Hallmark ornaments, and so we'll see how this looks. But if you do collect holiday ornaments and Hallmark ones, keep an eye out for this.
Yeah, I was collecting all of the Transformer ones when they were they looked like the original toys, and then last year they got away from that. So they had, I think it was an Optimus Primal. But
yeah,
I might get this one just because it's funny.
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's like a little holiday one too. Like, yeah. You know, I think it's cute. So, yeah, so we have some news from the Transformers 40th stream from the first week, because you know, March is going to be a weekly stream for Transformers news for the 40th anniversary. The first one is Figpin. So Figpin XL are 6-inch collectible enamel pins, and we're looking at an Optimus Prime here, and it looks like it's the toy, and he's like posing, and now we have Megatron. We have a G1 looking Megatron too. It's a little more stylized based off the box art of the toy, which is really cool. I think this is fantastic, you know, taking an old art piece and freshening it up. Mm-hmm. You know, and people collect these pins. So if you're a pin collector, you know, and I've seen a lot of people have a pin board in their house where they just get like a cork board and put all their pins in there. This would be a great addition for your collection.
Yeah, I had Charles get me a couple of the TFCon pins this year. I have a bunch of pins up there. Cool. Not on a board, just I leave them in the bag, but these are cool. I mean, 6 inches, that's, you know, pretty big.
Yeah. Now, these are going to be sizable. Definitely collector's piece. You can't just put this on a backpack. You know.
I mean, that's actually what BMAX said on the stream to do, put on your backpack.
Yeah, but I would not. Like, yeah. They do make those bags that have the clear insert where you could put something in, so maybe. Right. But
if you had a bag that you just use for conventions, maybe.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know how heavy these are going to be. It looks like they're coming out in late summer of 2024, and it's just so far announced Optimus and Megatron. I'm guessing they might do more.
Late we'll summer see. 2024, maybe San Diego Comic-Con time.
So next up, we have the New Zealand Mint coins based off the Marvel G1 cover. We're looking through pictures of it right now. We looked at the box art, and now we're looking inside here. This is based off the Marvel G1 cover. It has Optimus. He's kind of leaning backwards. Like, he kind of looks like he's falling a bit. Like,
yeah.
You know, but it's based off cover one. And they're $10 and $2 silver coins and collectible boxes. So you have options to choose from. Then it's got Charles, his side profile there. Yeah.
Older ones had, like, previous ones that they had done were all the queen, but now he's the king.
Yeah, it's King Charles, you know. Yeah, and then, I'm not sure how much these actually cost because, you know, they're silver coins, and I don't know if the article says what they cost. No,
it doesn't.
No, but it comes in like this collectible case, and you open it up and the coin's inside, which I think it'd be a nice display piece if you're into collecting these currencies for other countries, or this could be your country. You know, we might have some New Zealand listeners. So I think it's really cool. All right. Next up, we've got Dynamite Entertainment's collector cards. We mentioned this previously, and we're looking at pictures now. It looks like we're looking at the box art, which is like based off G1. It looks like they just took it right off G1 box art. We're looking at some pictures of the cards. It looks like a lot of this is from the comics, the Marvel comics specifically, which is cool. It'd be interesting to see like a card set list from this.
I think more information is to come on this.
Yeah, because like with me with cards, I like to know what I'm getting into before like getting into cards, because you know, if there's a certain number, then it's like, okay, then maybe I'll buy these, but I just don't like things where it's like it's always expanding, like Magic the Gathering. And I know people like that, but I like something that's contained. And I think this has all the cards. Like, well, if you buy this, it's everything.
If you buy the full set, you get all 110 cards and all the extras, but then you can buy the packs as well.
Yeah.
So I'd imagine these will show up in comic book stores, but you know, if you're really into them, get the whole box set. And it says series one, so I imagine there's going to be a series two.
Yes. If they sell well, there will be a series two, which they probably will, because we have people who have overlapping hobbies in this hobby. Yeah. So great pictures. So next up, we've got JLabs headphones and earbuds. There's Autobot and Decepticon options. These were mentioned previously. Maybe I don't know what these cost either. But maybe I can get a pair of these sweet looking Decepticon headphones so I can wear on the podcast moving forward.
Yeah. So, I mean, these are also not released yet. So. No more information other than these pictures, which are clearly digital mock-ups.
The
logos are definitely not really on those headphones.
No, the angles don't line up. And as like a graphic designer, it's like really bothering me actually. But, but like, I think they look fun, you know, the Autobot has like red on the band and the Decepticon one has purple. So, but I'd like to know the price, and I don't know the quality on this. I'm kind of, even though I'm just wearing this like cheap headset right now, like I'm kind of picky about my headsets, like, strangely enough, like for audio quality. So, I'd be curious to know more about them. So,
yeah. So I'm sure we'll have more information in a few months about those.
Yeah. You know, and we've seen previously on the show, you know, there's like those collectible shoes and everything. Mm-hmm. So you could get like in like a jacket, you could get like fully decked out in like collectible Transformers gear and just like show up to TFCon and totally like brag, you know.
And I didn't put it in the note, but they also had shirts that we've talked about previously that have like the comic art from like the Marvel comics and stuff. So if you go to the Transformers page on Amazon, they have all these shirts and stuff. And
wow,
so yeah, you could fully deck yourself out in Transformers stuff for a convention.
Yeah.
All right, well, cool, thanks. That is all the news we had this week. And as I mentioned before in the intro, no review this week. Transformers 7 did come out this week, but Daryl has been so grumpy, and I'm throw him a bone and save the comic that definitely has Transformers in it for next week. So we'll let him be on the review for that. So that will be it for this show this week. And, thank everyone for listening. And we also want to thank our Masterpiece Donatrons who donate to the show at the highest level. They are our highest donators. And John Forks, Loving Good, and Demon Tech 82, thank you so much. And then also thanks to everyone else that is on our Donatrion and helps keep the show going. And then also I thank you, Char, for helping me with the show this week.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It would have been a lonely show if you weren't here.
Yeah. No, I'm glad I was able to come on and, despite the time change screwing up my whole schedule, but like with everyone, but no, I'm happy to be here and it was fun.
Awesome. And where can people find you online?
So I'm on the site formerly known as Twitter and then also Instagram and Blue Sky Social at Robo Apollo. And I'm getting back into art. Which, yay. So I do have commissions open. If that's something you're interested in, you can message me and we could talk about pricing and whatnot. And I'm also on this podcast, and I'm also on the Transmissions Discord, which is at transmissions.com/discord.
Transmission podcast.
Oh, See, I knew I was going to mess it up. Yeah, but
if you just go to transmissionspodcast.com, we have a little widget on the bottom of that. And you can just click join there, too.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's a pretty cool group on there. There's an informal Wednesday night hangout session I sometimes join. So that's a lot of fun.
Awesome. Yeah, I never make it. I have stuff at Wednesday night at the same time. But, yeah. It looks like, you know, I'll like kind of glance in and see that the voice channel is going, and I think that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thanks, everyone, for watching and listening, and we will see you next week. Bye.
Bye, everyone. Or Daryl goes later. Later.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Transmissions. If you'd like to join the conversation, travel to our Discord channel at transmissionspodcast.com/Discord. Want some cool Transmission swag? Feast your eyes on our Transmissions gear at transmissionspodcast.com/shop. If you'd like to support our podcast, go to transmissionspodcast.com/support or tell your friends about our show. We'll see you next time.